The Commanders are back at it today, training camp, as they get ready for the first preseason game August 8th against the Patriots. Wide receiver Noah Brown describes the wide receiver room.
Hungry. I think that everybody in the room is hungry for more. Ready to come out and build on what we did last year. We got some new pieces in the room, some guys that have been around. But I think overall we're not satisfied with where we were at last year, and we're ready to build on that.
Astros defeat the Nationals 9-1. Mackenzie Gore allowed 6 runs in 5 1/3 innings, and Josh Bell went 2 for 3. Starter Michael Soroka has been traded to the Chicago Cubs for a pair of prospects, AAA outfielder Christian Franklin and 18-year-old infielder Ronnie Cruz to the Nats. The Nats also acquire left-hander Jake Eater and first baseman Sam Brown from the Angels in exchange for left-hander Andrew Chafin and right-hander Luis Garcia. That's the pitcher. The Mariners are finalizing a deal for third baseman Eugenio Suarez from the Arizona Diamondbacks for 3 prospects. Former Wizard star Gilbert Arenas was arrested yesterday in connection with a federal indictment that alleges the former NBA star hosted illegal high-stakes poker games at his mansion in Encino, California, and this is from the United States Attorney's Office of Central California. The Raiders secure a deal with Colton Miller for 3 years and $66 million. Rookie quarterback Cameron Ward admitted with the Tennessee Titans that their offense is very mid right now. Ward was intercepted by cornerback Roger McCreary on Wednesday. Byron Kerr on The Fan.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We're out in Ashburn, VA. It is hot as hell. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. How are you, brother?
Dude, I want you to tell the world what you saw with Jalen Lane catching those punts.
All right, well, I'm going to say this. I've been watching Jalen Lane. As everybody know, I got involved with them a little bit this offseason. Coach Quinn asked me to do it. So I've been watching them very closely. And from what I'm seeing with the punts, he is beginning to get exactly how he is supposed to be, where he's catching the ball consistently. He catches it with his shoulder square, getting his foot back. A lot of the other guys are still drifting a lot. I think when you start looking at it, he and K.J. Osborne have been the best two back there. But the thing of it is that every day people are asking questions about who's doing this in camp, who's doing that in camp. And I would have to say that Jalen Lane and Deebo Samuels have made plays like damn near every day. Jalen Lane today, I think, made a good about 3-4 plays. And Deebo came in again with another touchdown from Jaden Daniels. They are starting to form this little chemistry. And I'm not saying that for people to start thinking, oh, well, you know, Terry still makes this team a lot better. But you want to see guys who are taking advantage of this thing. I think Coach Quinn was asked a question a little bit earlier today about when you don't have a guy like Terry, do you still see value in other guys getting opportunities? And he basically said, people always get chances. And they got to take advantage of them. And you're watching a lot of receivers out there that are doing that, you know, taking advantage of this opportunity, getting the chance to play. The kid, Jacoby Martin, I think his name is, number 6 out there, is just balling out on a daily basis. Luke McCaffrey is still getting his chances. Michael Gallup. But the one I've been happy about is Ja'Cory Brooks. It's a kid. Ja'Cory Brooks has made plays on a daily basis, and you get yourself a chance, you know, and you don't get many opportunities. And a lot of times guys come to training camp, and they're not going to get a chance. It's just the way the numbers go. The starters are going to get their work and things of that nature, and you don't get it. But the ultimate thing for me is those guys are getting those chances out there now, and they're taking advantage of it. It has been thrilling for me to see from the moment they mentioned – the young man to me, Jalen Lane, as soon as they mentioned him to me, I started to get thrilled about this, because normally you draft guys and you want to wait and see, but you start hearing a lot of guys around this area talk to you about a lot of guys you see here. You talk to them about how a guy is, but Virginia Tech people are going to brag about their guys, and I was getting a lot of people from Virginia Tech telling me about Jalen Lane. And I was kind of happy and excited to see if they were giving me the truth. And then once I saw him, the young man does nothing but make plays. When I met him, I was impressed by him. And now you begin to get the background. His dad is a football coach. And when you start seeing those kids who have dads as football coaches, the dads that allow their kids to play and learn and not just go out there and ruin their lives, you notice that those kids are very, very in-depth with this sport. Jalen Lane is very much like Jaden Daniels in the sense that they don't make mistakes more than once in the same on the same thing. They get into they get an opportunity, they jump in, and they're going to make sure the next time I'm going to get it right. You can watch him right now. He's running a route, and he's supposed to cross the field, but he notices zone, and he settles. He gets the ball with the quarterback. You watch him another time, he'll come across, and he'll run full speed because now it seems he picked up man. Nobody out front. The quarterback will lead him there. Those things are not things that come easily for a lot of rookies. You know, many rookies in college, they may not play a lot of man-to-man defense. They may play zone all the time, and the guy just gets stuck in that. But at this next level, it can go from play to play. They can adjust from man-to-man to zone, whatever type. I watch him inside blocking on running plays. So if you ask me who I've been more impressed with, and I said yesterday I named Jaden Daniels and also Mikey Samristil. But those are guys that people would never say because you look at those guys, but those guys have been impressive. But guys that have stepped in for the first time, Jalen Lane, impressive as hell. Trey Amos, super impressive. And Deebo Samuel. And I think as you look at Deebo, Deebo is a guy who's been around a long time. And you would think that he's going to be a guy that just steps in and become one of those instant guys. For me, that is cool. A lot of times veterans come in, you say, oh, I expect it. Nah, it doesn't work for everybody like that. Some guys go to a new area and they have too much to learn. They're not picking it up. But he came in and he's picking it up instantly. But that shows you a guy that's about his business, about football. And as I leave the young guys, and I mean the little guys, and move to the meat and potatoes of this thing, we talked a lot about getting better on the offensive line, getting better on the defensive line, getting bigger. And when I sit here, I was talking with Jeff earlier, and you know, the question from Jeff was about, man, these offensive linemen weren't this big last year. And then I start talking to somebody else about the exact same thing. People are noticing this team is getting starting to look more like I go back to Richmond a few years back when the New England Patriots rolled into Richmond to play to practice against the team down there. And they look totally different. This team is looking like that New England Patriots team. The defensive line is humongous. The offensive line is humongous. But not only do they bring that, I was just walking next to Eddie Goldman, and that is one of the biggest dudes you're going to see. But as I look at these defensive linemen and offensive linemen right now, I'm not just seeing big guys with no skill. They have skill. And I'm looking forward. I am pleasantly looking forward to what they can give me this year. Normally, I say I'm going to wait for the season to start, which I am. But when I start to see the guys, they're showing me more than size. They're showing me ability. And that's a great thing for me.
Yeah, I thought today seemed like their best practice. It was the most physical.
It was the most physical practice.
It seemed the longest. The other day when they had pads on was kind of like an introduction to pads day.
Yeah.
I thought they really worked on the run install today. I think we saw more run today than maybe we have the rest of camp.
Yeah.
I think all those backs ran pretty hard. B-Rob looked good. Mm-hmm. Eckler looked good. Bill Merritt.
Krosky Merritt, boy.
So,
I like that kid.
So you are – I was talking with Jeff and Haney on the sideline, and he – I mean, that run he had off the left side off tackle, he looked explosive.
Talking about Merritt?
Merritt.
Yeah.
And then on the next play and this is where I try to caution fans, right, is on the next play – it was a run to the right side. Guard was pulling. And it would have been a nice gain, in my guess, 4 or 5 yard gain. But then Noah Eye came flying. And I think in a real game goes low, and that's a tackle. Mm-hmm. But in this stuff, Noah Eye just kind of dots him, and Bill Merritt's able to keep running, and fans go crazy. But, like, you gotta try to remember maybe he breaks that tackle, but I think Noah Eye comes in a much different angle.
Yeah, he does.
So, like –
but see, that's what coaches teach.
Right.
But do a butt up, let him run. That's the way you get in shape. You know, Coach Gibbs loved doing it like that.
I bet. I think the Bill Merritt stuff is very interesting, and I think it kind of forces them to take a real look at this thing. You know what I mean? Like, I think B-Rob and Eckler are series obviously locked into their spots. After that, it's McNichols, Rodriguez, Merritt. I don't
Felton.
Think, yeah, I don't think.
Felton is 4.340.
Yeah, speed's real.
And you look at his build, and he's more of an Eckler type. You know what I'm saying? Is that someone they're working on for future? Because he's been in the league now, I think, 3 years. This is 14. So, because I remember 2 years ago in Cleveland, I think it might have been the rain game.
Yeah.
and we were talking about him. That kid was playing every damn position. Running back. He was a punt returner, the kick returner. He also covered kicks and punts. So I was like, I was praising the dude. And then I looked, went out there the other day, and I said, this dude, was this guy in Cleveland last year? Chick was like, no. Then he came back and told me it was 2 years ago. This dude's special, man. So I don't know why he hadn't stuck with the other teams. We'll see.
It's interesting. I mean, even a guy like Kaz Allen, right? He's now in his third season here.
Yes.
And he's stuck around practice squad, but I don't want to misspeak. I don't know that he's gotten – has he been active for a single game?
I don't think he has.
I don't believe so.
I think Kaz is – there is something about him that is exciting. I think Kaz scored 80-something touchdowns in high school.
Yeah, dude, remember those
nuts. He was electric at UCLA. They see something in him. And let's be real. Guys of his ilk don't get that many opportunities like he's getting. So it's something about him that they're trying to see if that light bulb is going to go off for him. And I hope it can, you know, because a guy with that much ability, they had him as a receiver at first. Now he's at the running back position. You put him in the backfield, coming out the backfield on some people, linebackers will have a problem with him. Now he got to be able to block and all that other type of stuff.
Right.
You know, but that's something he can learn from Austin. Austin is by the same height as he is. But Austin is a rock.
Austin is all muscle.
He's a rock.
Yeah. I mean, just the listings on those guys. Kaz, 5'8", 176. Eck is 5'9", 200. So that's, you know, 25 pounds difference and 25 pounds of all muscle and just a ton of understanding of the game.
Yeah.
Your boy Felton, 5'9", 190. So they're all kind of in that same range. Like, you can't help but notice Merritt is just thicker. They list him 5'11", 208.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me he was 210, 212, I wouldn't be shocked by it.
He may want to come 215 as he goes, though. 215
isn't that
be good.
What you did?
Oh, hell yeah. I came in at 198, and I played as high as 220.
At some point, I want to have a conversation about the quarterbacks. Not the top one, not number five. There's no conversation to be had there. He's every day, people are like, oh, who's impressing you out there? The answer is Jaden.
Yeah.
Every day. Like, he's just an electric player, and you never know what's coming. The throw he had to Debo down the sideline. Debo's been
perfect.
Debo's been great, too. I think I do want to talk about the quarterbacks because we're not seeing Mariota in team. And this is now 4 days of it.
I think those two other guys are having a competition, bro. I'm serious.
Well, if that's the case, Hartman had a good day. And I haven't always been the biggest Hartman guy. I'm not anti. The biggest – people get caught up in arm strength debates about going deep. Most guys that get to this level, even to a training camp, it's not going deep that's the question. It's going across the field. It's a quick out route. Third and three, can you throw that ball to the far hash on third and five? Because these corners are so good, they will jump it. And if you can't zip it, that's where you have trouble, right?
You got problems.
And Josh Johnson has an absolute cannon. However, he's not the most accurate player.
Yeah.
Hartman, I thought Hartman might have had the best practice I've ever seen him have today. It was all vertical. I mean, he connected on a few of them. He had a couple drops. Like, watching the wide receiver group, Debo looks great. I think Jalen Lane had a great day today. I thought he had a really good day. I couldn't help but notice when they were going through punt drills, Lane seemed to get every live punt off Tress Way's left foot. And there was some directional stuff. Izzo was right there on top of it. Mm-hmm. Other guys are getting reps, too, but it seemed like the other guys were
not only was Izzo there, you had Dan Quinn back there as well.
Didn't it seem like the other guys were also getting the jug machine punts?
Some of them did. Like, they were earlier, they were getting them, And then they started to go back and forth. And I guess the way that if the reps fell, Jalen did end up with Tress a lot.
The way the reps fell?
Yeah, I'm saying how the rotation. And for me, I'm watching.
I'm not sure that's an accident.
When I watch guys on the jugs machine, that ball should never, ever be.
It's a spiral coming in.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking and I'm like, I told the coach to say, tell him one more step. Because what I told you before, guys stop their feet when they're doing punts
right,
and things of that nature. You can't stop your feet. You got to keep moving because just one half step move may go let the ball hit right where it's supposed to. If you don't move, it may hit you in the shoulder pass and it bounce off you. And that thing will look like a trampoline, believe me.
Right. Now, Lane hasn't caught everything clean, but he sure looked good today, man. I think it's going to be really interesting to watch Jalen Lane as this season goes on. And I mean, if you're looking for bright spots, silver linings, if you will, without Terry there, there's more work for a guy like Lane in this time of year. The Mariota thing's really interesting. So maybe they're just letting him chill. DQ was asked about Mariota. What day is today? Thursday, B? DQ
yep.
was asked about him on Tuesday. I believe Nikki asked him, and his answer, I'm telling you, Dan's just not saying anything. He'll do the same part of it. So as of right now, he's just doing individual work and not teamwork. He'll do the same part of that today. He'll just do more of the individual work. Different days, we're ramping certain guys up really high and certain guys down low. But, yeah, Marcus, sometimes just precautionary to get the skill work stuff and not the teamwork. It's kind of custom as we go through. But, yeah, you'll see similar process with him today, and then he'll ramp back up more in the next block.
Older dude.
You think something's up? Four straight days of no.
I don't think nothing's up. I think I'm looking at those two quarterbacks that are backing up Mariota, that are behind him.
Yeah.
And they get equal opportunities. I believe they're trying to find out who the third guy is going to be. And Mariota is old enough. He proved last year coming in the games what he's capable of. And I believe that that's just a deal to, oh, dude, make sure he's there during the season when we're going to really need him.
I agree with that. I wonder if they're really giving Hartman a look. I think, who do you think finishes preseason with more pass attempts, Hartman or Johnson?
Hartman.
You kind of know what Josh Johnson is, right?
I think Hartman is a guy who's going to throw the ball per se. If Josh has the opportunity to run a throw, I think Josh can run it more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
And, I mean, with Johnson, absolute rocket of an arm, even at 39 years old, just not a ton of touch on that thing. Like, it's coming, it's fastball every time.
Yeah. Like a little catfish hunter.
Yeah. Like, you know what's coming.
It's coming to you, buddy.
Yeah. Hard to not notice. It's interesting because I think Amos has had a good camp. Connerly, people have heard our thoughts on Connerly, just that I'm in no way concerned in the slightest.
No.
I
watched him today. It was more of a zone play, kind of a screen. Not screen, but what's it called? I forgot the damn name of the play now.
like a double team?
No, it's just a simple play where you're going to block down and get up on the linebacker. He did that so smoothly. And he just picked the linebacker off. And I think it was Rodriguez shot up the field.
Oh, I saw that run.
He was picking up plays all day, man. So I don't know what people are saying about anybody that said he has been having a bad day. You don't know a damn thing about football.
Right. We think Jaden Daniels is going to address the media shortly. We're going to do our best to bring that to you live. He's over. Okay. Jaden Daniels has talked to the media. We're going to bring that to you on tape. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.